RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Drive. I almost called you JR because the guy on the second line.
JR Sports Brief?
He's
not calling in?
This was a JR in Dallas.
He does have a lot of time on his hand right now,
unfortunately. But he's disgusted by us trying to save Stefanski. Can it be? You know what? Let's bring JR real quick here. JR, you're disgusted. Tell us why you're disgusted.
Who tried to save him?
So, guys, I really am disgusted. The reason why is because you guys are just too analytical with the facts. I mean, true enough, this guy has won Coach of the Year twice.
What does that even mean?
Did you just say we're too good at our job?
We're too analytical.
Because I'll
the
take
facts.
That compliment if you got it.
That is a compliment, but you're missing the point. The guy truly sabotaged this young man by not giving him the fair opportunities, period. Now that the young man has succeeded everything that he tried to keep him from, now everybody is like, oh, kumbaya, maybe just a fancy, I'll make it. I doubt it. And then the general manager, had it not been for him taking this shot and taking the heat from the true Cleveland
JR, you're new to the show. I'm going to do something that most hosts wouldn't do because it would just ruin everything for him. What is my name?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I said before I actually got on the phone, I should have remembered your name specifically because you're the more analytical, I believe.
And what is my partner's name?
I don't remember his name either.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We have been banging the drum that you are trying to bang here for months on end. Like if you paid attention to our show, and I get it, it's busy out there, JR. I understand it, but like, I mean, you're barking up the wrong tree with us here.
I'm truly not knocking you guys. I'm just saying you're trying to save Stefanski.
No, we haven't the entire time. That's why I'm telling you you're barking up the wrong tree,
JR, I think what you're hearing is us trying to decide what they're going to do. I've fired Kevin Stefanski personally three times in the last 6 weeks. JP has also fired him many times. I think, like, half of our job is saying, this is what I would do, and half is saying, this is what... Go ahead.
It sounds like you guys flipped, but you guys are right. You're right, but today I just had enough. I felt like you guys were literally trying to save his job.
No, because here's the thing, JR.
For the Cleveland Browns anymore.
Jimmy Haslam might disagree. That call could not have gone worse for me. You're more analytical than he also... I was hoping I would have traded off.
Well, I am more analytical than you.
He remembers my name, but then you're more analytical. I could have done that. Doesn't remember either name, and you're more analytical. JR, dead to me.
Am I not more analytical than you?
I don't care.
I didn't think that'd be something you'd even want,
I wanted some win in there, and I got no win. I got character assassination, name assassination. I don't know.
I mean, we weren't going to win, but like the point is that if you're calling up and saying this show of all shows is the one that is no, the morning show goes to the galas, okay? Like this show of all shows is the one that is supportive of Stefanski. You got it. You're out of your mind.
And one half of them sits in the 500s. The other can't be bothered.
Well, but that's why I asked him though. I said, then name our names, because if you're listening so much and you understand it, we say our names a decent amount. You said our names 3 seconds before you brought him on the air.
Yeah. Well, that was 3 seconds ago.
But you see how lack of a listening some people do? But I get it. I get it. You guys are busy out there. You got your days to go about. I understand it. It is what it is.
I don't. Listen harder. Let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world.
Go Angels!
To the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry!
It's quick hits.
All the reports about Kevin Stefanski is that he'll be a prime candidate if the Browns move on from him. Kevin Clark on the This Is Football podcast, this is a separate part of the podcast than what we played earlier. He pointed out the dangers of the Giants job for Coach Kev.
Well, you mentioned New York. The reason I don't think it's a great job, if they keep Joe Shane, and increasingly all the Giants beat writers keep saying ownership wants to keep Joe Shane.
Yeah.
If they keep Joe Shane, it might end up being a one-year job there in with the Giants. Because if they go 3-14, then Joe Shane gets fired, and then your new GM comes and makes a decision. It's very dangerous. Unless you're going to come in and have a lot of autonomy, which I don't think Stefanski is at the Sean Payton level. Unless you have that, I think it's very dangerous to hitch your wagon to a Joe Shane.
I think it's an incredible point, and I would if this does happen, if Kevin gets fired and the Giants lust after him, I think Joe Shane's okay. I don't think you can put yourself in a position to be a lame duck head coach with a GM that's already a lame duck.
New Yorkers hate Joe Shane.
Do they do?
They with a fiery passion, they can't stand him. They think that he is just a dodo bird. So, I tend to not think that he has done much. Really, a couple years ago, that draft was kind of embarrassing for many ways, where his kid was like, you have to take a quarterback, Dad. Like, the HBO cameras were on him. You have to take a quarterback. And he just obviously just ignored that. Is one of the all-time funny moments for me in life. But, yeah, Joe Shane's not very good, and it's unfortunate.
I don't know he would do this. I don't. And I've speculated on this a couple times. I think if Kevin gets fired, he should take a year off. None of these jobs. You shouldn't jump from the Browns to the Titans.
So that's
the Giants' job isn't good unless they have the number one pick, and then you can choose between Dart and Mendoza. That changes it. But like,
so Fowler and company. Who's the other person on the podcast with him?
That'd be Kevin Clark.
Oh, that is Kevin Clark's podcast. Okay, yeah. I listened to it and I just didn't. Didn't even faze me any bit of it. Yeah. None of it. No.
You want to talk about analytical? Jeremy Fowler.
Want to talk about analytical? There we go. But they brought that up as well. That idea of like, could you just sit out a year? Could you sit out a year and just not really and just kind of wait for the best job? I think if Stefanski sits out a year, I think the football world is just going to forget about him.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Oh, I think it's Vrabel. I think the legend of Kevin Stefanski will grow with one season away from the Browns.
I don't think it'll work that way for him. I think it worked for Vrabel because Vrabel played in an AFC or coached in an AFC title game. And Tennessee, I mean, it will work, the idea that Tennessee just continued to show people why they were the problem. But with the Browns, everyone knows they're the problem already. If I'm Stefanski, I got to strike while the iron's hot.
It's a risk, but what I would say is the risk is you go a year, they forget about you, as you've suggested, and you have to go be an OC somewhere.
Well, if you're an OC and you're good,
the risk of taking a job now is you're an OC again in a year somewhere else. That's the same risk,
well,
right?
And you're an OC somewhere else a year from now, and you don't get another opportunity at it.
Well, no. But
that's it. Your second head coaching job is
it. And you get fired.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You'll never be anything more than an OC again.
You're done. You're slotted in as OC for the next at least decade plus. They also, by the way, in that podcast, they referenced the idea that he'd go to Tampa Bay and fix Baker. And I said, oh, you don't know that relationship at all. You want to talk about two people that don't understand the dynamics? That's a swing and a miss.
How pissed would you be? No, I would be furious if Kevin couldn't stop Baker from being traded here, and then Kevin went down to Tampa and started winning playoff. I would be.
Nope.
I'd never forgive Kevin Stefanski.
It's past the point of anger.
Every time I see him, I give him the old DX crotch chop.
It would be past the point of anger. Yeah. You would just have to laugh because there'd be nothing else you could do in life in that moment.
Not true.
Some things happen.
Crotch chop.
There's always a crotch chop around the corner.
You know me. I think we should be able to boo other adults in public.
Chop in life, in general. As a kid,
I'm not repressed. I have full.
Jeez. He's gonna do that thing where he grabs his family jewels, but it looks like he's yanking off. He's like starting a lawnmower as he like yanks it back.
Phrasing. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mac. You said it.
I know what
Everyone
I said.
Everyone heard it.
I didn't stumble through any bit of that.
Hey, Kevin! I got your quarterback right here!
That's what you seem like to me in my head. That's what you seem like. Right, is that what that was? I thought it was Doc Brown once again. Philip Rivers.
It's your jewels, Monty! Your jewels!
Jesus. You're lucky Verizon makes good equipment. It's very sturdy.
That was about me knocking this over, not the honka honka. For just everybody listening out there that isn't watching on the night, I didn't grab myself so hard. It shook the station, okay?
It's gotta be my turn. Why has it gotta be my turn?
It's always your turn.
Phillip Rivers expected to sit out the Colts finale, ending the quarterback's remarkable comeback. That's how the headline has it. Remarkable comeback as the Colts went 1-7 down the stretch.
No
and
one
are gonna
could
miss
have gone
0-3
with Phil.
He went 0-3 as a starter. They became the first team in 30 years to miss the playoffs to starting the season 8-2. Why are people celebrating this like this went awesome?
I don't know, but this is gonna be the saddest Disney movie ever.
I think I saw someone joke.
Fat 45-year-old quarterback unretires to get the crap kicked out of him for three games.
Like, he delayed his Hall of Fame candidacy another 5 years for this, for 0-3.
But he did get 5 more years of NFL insurance for 75 kids.
That does matter.
I think it comes out in the wash here.
I actually think it. Now, does it make quarterbacking look bad that he didn't look horrible? He wasn't great. They didn't win games. He wasn't horrible, though.
Well, yeah, he didn't look horrible 5 years ago when he retired. He was still a competent quarterback.
I know, but the idea is that 5 years later and not playing for a million years, you're supposed to look worse.
Well, but he did. He did not look as good as he did 4 years ago.
63% completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 544 yards in 3 games. Like, it could have gone disastrously. It could have been way worse than what this was.
NFL if he just would have been like 0 touchdowns, 7 INTs.
But I do think the idea, everyone's always talks about like, oh, you can't take a year and a half off and then come back and try to play any football at all. It's like, he took 4 years, gained 4 years in life, and was like, he looked at least serviceable. Riley Leonard going to get the start this upcoming weekend. Who you got to be pissed off if you're Riley Leonard, you got to be like, we wasted 3 games for that.
If you're Riley Leonard, you should just be thankful for that NFL check. That's what you should be thankful for.
He seemed pissed.
Yeah, he went to Duke in Notre Dame. You think that guy's going to have a worldly perspective?
What are you saying about Duke and Notre Dame?
I'm saying he's had a very charmed existence being a quarterback at Duke and Notre Dame.
It's a very nice school.
And life has not tested him often. I'm going to say, really hadn't had a lot of adversity in life as Riley Leonard. Omaha! It'll make you better, Riley.
I don't know. Choosing between which really nice school you go to can really pull your hair out.
I know. Choosing
a hard decision.
Choosing which 7-figure job you're going to have after you wash out of the NFL, it's tough. Am I going to be a banker? Am I going to be a different banker? I don't know. Browns currently own the 7th pick in the NFL draft, which is also the lowest they can go in the top 10. Theoretically, they could still have, I think it's as high as the number 2 pick. If they are stuck at 7,
yeah,
are you still stuck on it has to be a wide receiver or a tackle? Because I have a scenario that I think is going to be difficult to pass up.
Okay, yes, I am, and I am on the no defense in the first round crew, okay? And so this is going to go, I imagine it'll go counter to that. Anybody wants defensive thoughts, get them out of your brain. We're taking something on the offensive side of the ball in the first round, and it's non-negotiable for me.
There's a player that if positional importance didn't matter, would be the number 1 pick or number 2 pick in this draft. And it's Caleb Downs. Arvell Reese is going top 5. Reuben Baines is going top 5. I'd be shocked, even with 2 quarterbacks going in the top 10, top 5. I'd be shocked if those 2 guys didn't go. Caleb Downs is going to fall to you. And the genius of Baltimore, and I'm throwing this out there because it could happen.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there between the 3rd rated wide receiver, and I think there are 2 great. I think Tyson and Tate are the 2 potentially great wide receivers. But if you're sitting there at 7, and it's between the 3rd wide receiver or a right tackle and a safety, I think Caleb Downs would take this defense to a ridiculous level.
Wide receiver, tackle. That's all. I'm being close-minded on this one. I just watched our defense be as good as it could possibly could be. It doesn't matter. I need offense.
The chat said Nick Wilson is funny AF. Now I'm back.
There you go.
I'm back, baby.
Congratulations, dude. Drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn
emojis.
Cornlito. The Browns.
Suck it, Cornlito.
Talks about Shedeur Sanders in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.